Welcome to the Get Real with Anne-Louise podcast. This is the Friday morning 10-minute little mental tip for your mental health. And today I want to talk about the power of naming it. And it came about, this topic came for me because I had recently listened back to an old episode, the anxiety episode that I recorded with my cousin. And I listened to the episode. So I was interviewing her for this podcast and talking about her experience of how she got diagnosed and how her healing journey is going and you know, things around anxiety. And we have since, as you might know, started a podcast together called You Are Safe, and where we talk a lot about anxiety and depression and mental health in general and how it affects us and what we do to help ourselves. And listening back to that old episode that we did, like not even 6 months ago, I realized how far I'd come, how much I've grown, and how much I've healed, actually, my own anxiety and depression and all that. And obviously I still go to therapy and I have coaching sessions. I receive coaching sessions as well. So obviously there is some personal development going on. And I think just the power of naming it is so healing. I think just the power of having said to someone out loud, I suffer from anxiety, I suffer from depression, that, you know, to tell you the truth, I'd never done before. And I have said it so often these last few months that I think, and it's been so healing because I don't feel so hijacked by it as I used to before. And I was surprised at how healing it is to just say things out loud. Oh, so I wanted to talk about that today, the power of naming it. I think often as trauma survivors, we feel very alone. We feel like we're the only ones in the world feeling like this. We're the only ones in the world where that this has happened to, or maybe we don't even know that this is not normal, that things happen to us, the things that have happened to us. And we feel a little bit outside, a bit, well, just very alone. That's at least my experience. I felt very alone. And I did feel that I was the only one things had happened to. So by hearing other people's stories, that was very eye-opening for me. And you feel like, wow, I'm not alone. Everybody's parents have made mistakes. And everybody has some trauma. And it's so healing to hear and to say out loud. Now, I want to also mention that it takes tremendous courage to say things out loud. It's not something you just do. And if you do, then know that you're tremendously courageous. It's not easy acknowledging and naming for yourself that you have that you're suffering, that there's something going on, that you have anxiety or having depression, or you're suffering from PTSD. It's really hard to say out loud. So when I say that naming it is really healing, that doesn't mean go say it out loud. I also see that and know that it takes tremendous courage to say out loud. You know, we're afraid of being judged or afraid of being made wrong. Often as if trauma has happened as children, maybe we have said something out loud and we've been told, no, that's not wrong, or you shouldn't talk about that, or no, that's not true. So it can be with a lot of fear to say things out loud. So, you know, maybe you're a loved one and you have loved ones who are naming it and saying what's wrong with them, and know that it takes tremendous courage for them to tell you these things. And you know, my own process, it's not just something I said out loud, but it was a process. It starts with writing things down. I used to journal a lot, and talking to a therapist. I've talked to many different therapists. It hasn't always been healing and helping, but I think it's helped me that's become my reality sometimes people they've forgotten that things have happened to them because I haven't talked about things for a very long time, and it's been easy, or you know, in quotations, easy to talk to a therapist because they have confidentiality, and so I know that whatever I say won't be repeated, so that creates a type of safety. And then, you know, slowly moving into talking, mentioning it to really close people, really close by. And I have found, just by saying out loud that I suffer from social anxiety, has just been so freeing somehow. Just so, so when I do go out, the other day I went out and I was so tense in my body and afraid, and I kept telling myself inside, it's okay, you're safe, and using all the tools that I've been using. But, and at the same time, there was also a sense of relief that this is not, it doesn't define who I am, because it comes from something, you know, it comes from this anxiety. So I don't know, it felt kind of safe that I knew what this feeling was, what came out of it. And remember that healing is a process, and if there are things that you're not ready to talk about, that's okay too, because healing has its own speed, if you want. Healing doesn't happen like, okay, I've talked about my experience, okay, I'm all done, I'm healed. No, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, that would be very easy. It doesn't work that way. But I think there's a trust in the body or in the mind that things will come when they come. Healing comes when it comes. And it's a process. You don't wake up one morning and think, okay, I'm healed, it's good, we're done. No, it's a process. And we need to be patient with ourselves and with our loved ones when we're ready for it. Yeah. What I know is this, that when I've been talking to a coach, and especially a coactive coach, so this is the training that I've done. So obviously I've received a lot of training from other coactive coaches. And one of their superpowers is that they see you as a client. They listen to you, and they hear you. And that experience for me has been so incredibly valuable, because for the first time in my life, I felt seen, I felt heard, I felt, you know, the opposite of made wrong. Like, my reality was a real reality, and I felt acknowledged, I felt I matter. And that in itself is so incredibly healing. So I want you to know this. And next time you think you're feeling something, but you're not quite sure, try to name it. Try to say it out loud. And then if it fits, if the hat fits, you know, wear it. If it doesn't, throw it away and try on a different one. I hope this has been helpful. And I look forward to talking to you next week for my next Friday tip. Have a nice weekend. Bye.